Hanan. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Cross-Community Working Group on Use of Country Territory Names as TLDs on the 23rd of September 2014. On the call today, we have Paul Schindler, Meyana Tazik, Lisa Fu, Ron Sherwood, Maxime Alzober, Laura Hutchinson, Heather Forrest, and Scott Harlan. We have apologies from Annabeth Lang, Jordi Peguire, and Carlos Liuzzi. From staff, we have Marika Koenigs, Patrick Jones, Bart Boswinkle, Lars Hoffman, Christina Nordstrom, and myself, Natalie Peregrine. I'd like to remind you all to please state your names before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you ever so much, and over to you, Lisa.
Okay. Hello, everyone. As the co-chair, I'll be chairing the call today, and I hope everyone is doing fine. Our first item on the agenda is to invite GAC group to the full working group meeting. And I know that Marika has some news regarding this. Marika, can you fill us in?
Sorry, Lisa, which item would you like me to update on?
That was to invite the GAC group to the full working group meeting. You had some news regarding GAC?
Right, just some feedback on the way that the group is structured, because basically the group that's looking at the geographic names issue is actually a subgroup of the Future of New DTLDs working group. I think that's looking more broadly from a GAC perspective at the new DTLDs and potential future around and procedures. So I think the suggestion was that if the working group wants to invite the GAC working group, that probably the chair of the full working group should also be brought into the loop, even though it may only be the subgroup that we're mainly interested in meeting with. So I think Bart has his hand already up, so I'm sure he will correct me if I said I'm anything wrong, but I think he's
wrong.
Okay.
Bart, too.
Hi, Lisa, this is Bart. Yeah, just say, as a result of the last call when this item was discussed, I've sent an email to Olga Gavelli, who is the chair of this subgroup. She responded that she would be available to talk to the co-chairs, but we assume that the full working group wants to meet with the full sub-working group. So if it's okay with you, Lisa and Heather and Paul as the co-chairs, I will invite them and do as Marika suggested, also include the chair of that GAC working group in the CC, and hope we have an opportunity to meet with them in at the face-to-face meeting in Los Angeles. That was that bit.
So to sum up, Bart, you will have the co-chairs meeting with the. With the chair or with Olga, we'll have inviting the whole working group to our face-to-face meeting on.
Yeah, the sub-working group to say the sub-working group dealing with the geographic names, meeting with because of the risk of overlap, etc. So the sub-working group of the GAC invite them to attend the working group meeting in LA.
Okay. Any questions regarding our first item?
Lisa, this is Paul here. More than anything, I'm testing my phone line to make sure that you can all hear me, but I've got no concern with that. I think that's appropriate.
Yes. Heather, are you fine with it too?
Yes. Thank you. This is Heather. Okay. And Bart, just to clarify, so we're 100% on, it might just be that it's early for me and I wasn't clear on what Lisa said. There is no meeting between the co-chairs and the chair, as it were. The meeting is strictly whole group to whole group.
That's the intent, yes.
Thank you. That's what I would support.
Okay. Oh, well, then I got it wrong because I thought we would have both, but I'm fine with having the meeting as a whole group. Yes? Okay. Well, then no more questions regarding item number one. We'll go on to the second item.
This is Heather. May I interject very quickly? I do understand that in terms of item number one, in terms of the status of the initiative of that sub-working group, what I understand is that there is the possibility, I think there's an aim within the GAC working group, that the proposal that is being worked on within that sub-working group, the sub-working group on geographic names, that a revised version of that proposal will be available between now and LA, and that it would be put out for public comment, informally, I suppose, not through the usual mechanisms, ICANN public comment mechanisms. But that is the status of that, and that to the extent that we have that any of us receives or sees that that proposal, I think it would be helpful to circulate at least notice of it by email so that this group has full notice of it and an opportunity to read it prior to LA.
Thank you, Heather. That's a very good idea. But do you know if the sub-working group is going to present it in a public meeting, or is it only being for written comments?
This is Heather. I think the intention is that there is an opportunity found within the Los Angeles meeting to present it, but I don't think that's been firmly scheduled. But it is my understanding that the entire working group is agreed that this be put out for public comment.
Okay, Marika, you're having your hand up.
Yeah, this is Marika. On the discussion in the GAC, what I've understood is that it's currently scheduled for Wednesday morning from 9:30 to 10 local time, so LA time, to be discussed during the GAC session, which I believe is open to anyone interested.
Okay. Yes? Any further on item one? Okay. I'll move on. The item number two is our second reading of the typology. There's a second call for support on the basis for the further work. Do anyone have any questions or comments regarding this? Awfully quiet out there.
Lisa, if I can assist, it's Paul here. Obviously, I'm very willing to go back through the history as everyone's already read in the final report of the study group regarding the topology, why we chose to use it, how we used it, and the outcomes that came from it, given that we have a limited number of people on this call, most of whom I suspect are already familiar with it. I don't see the need to go through it in detail again, but I still remain happy to do so in LA, depending upon how many of our colleagues are happy to turn up at 8 a.m.
I think that's a very good idea. So, but still, so that means you propose that we don't have the second call for support, or we close this second call and then you'll still do explanations on the face-to-face meeting?
Well, I believe now that all members of the working group have had ample time to both read through the final recommendations of the study group and to raise any questions if they felt they needed to about the topology. I'm happy to go through it again, but I expect this to be a second call. This is okay. the final call as far as I'm concerned in terms of any questions or queries. In the absence of any over the last call or before that, I think we're in a position where we're empowered to proceed. For anyone that's unaware, the topology was just basically a tool that we used to allow us to have some sort of systematic approach to how we identified and looked at country and territory names, and there was, during the work of the study group, no concerns raised about the methodology. And I'm happy to accept this as a second call unless someone has any questions. But Lisa, ultimately up to you, but there's been an absence of comments or concerns over the last few calls.
No, but I agree with you. I think we should make it a second call, and because we need to move forward. And as you say, there hasn't been any questions or comments, so I'm happy with it. So I think we should move forward. But any comments, any questions? I don't see any.
This is Heather.
Yeah.
I suppose one comment to make would be that the purpose of the study group and the purpose of the working group, or the scope of the two, is somewhat different. And with that in mind, the topology was an extremely helpful tool in the study group, and it may be that our recommendations as a working group work with one or multiple categories within the topology. I suppose it's just helpful to say that the topology is not the answer, if you like, to this working group's ambit. It's the question, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
Heather, Lisa, if I may again, it's Paul. I can't help but agree. I'm conscious of the amount of time we spend looking backward and the amount of time we start looking forward. And given that there haven't been any concerns about the topology, such as it was, a tool for the study group, I think we need to move on and then look at whether that needs to morph in any way, whether there are any changes proposed as we start getting on with our work with the working group. But that's the only reason why I don't want to go into it in any great detail, because we've spent an awful lot of time already doing that.
Any further comments? No. Well, I'll conclude then. We end the second call for the typology. And I think we should move on to the strawman report, the draft progress report. And I know, Bart, you all had it in your email with the agenda. And there has been some more writing done on it, and one of it is that
we have a...
Sorry? Bart?
No, I was just unmuting.
No, yeah, you were unmuting. Getting ready for explaining your what has been added to the report. Will you do that, Bart?
Yeah. Thank you, Lisa. This is Bart for transcript purposes. So if you look at the second version of the strawman, so we had some discussion around the phrasing of the decisions of the working group. You will see that the second decision is marked awaiting today's call to make it definite. So based on today, that's been done. I've added some language around what the working group notes and draws attention to the evolution. So in the, I've sent you on the previous version, I've sent you the final report itself and a comparison. I will not include them in, I suggest not to include them in the progress report, but include links. As you will see, that's a change made. Secondly, I've added some language to the working method and process followed to date. Again, that was the result of the discussion a few weeks ago, that it is very important that the community understands the working method of the working group and the process that has been followed to date in order to avoid any discussion around the process and whether or not it had it was inclusive and transparent. So that's been, so first of all, decision making, a description of the decision process as we've done right now with the typology and previous with the policy overview. Then the process to date, so what the working group has done to date, again, what was necessary, so that's a bit, it's a bit more language to the work plan to date. And for the first working face-to-face working face-to-face meeting again, or at its first face-to-face meeting, the working group agreed to work on a work plan leading up to the LA meeting, which we've done. And if you look at the work plan itself, we've met all the milestones. Also included now is a section called next steps. So what will happen as of LA and beyond, and a bit on the focus area. So that's reconfirmation of the issues identified. And this goes back to the discussion we had in London, an initial discussion agreement on the feasibility, because that's one of the first deliverables, real deliverables, new deliverables of the working group, say initial discussion agreement on feasibility of a framework, if that's deemed feasible, and probably, and this is a suggestion as we discussed as well, agreement on design parameters and principles for such a framework. So what are the guiding principles in developing those such a framework? And that would be, though that's my guesstimation, this would take the working group up to the Marrakesh meeting. So my suggestion based on say, just on the experience to date with this working group and with the study group, as a support staff, would be that, say, for between now or between the LA meeting and Marrakesh, we have a bit more detailed work plan dealing with these two major topics, and then maybe discuss an overall work plan. But that's not included in the progress report. And then finally, I've included references to the documents, so they do not need to be included in this progress report itself. So it becomes nice and handy. So it's just a two-pager instead of having the two full reports included. These are the major changes. Lisa, over to you.
Yes. Are there any questions or comments to the report? Because it's now all we will publish it as it is. I don't see any hands. Okay. We'll conclude on, the wording, and this is what we're going to bring with us to the LA meeting and present. This will be present on the website, Bart?
Yeah, this is Bart, yes. We will post it at least on the working group page. We'll include it on this CCNSO homepage. And maybe, but that's this is just for the CCNSO site. I don't know whether Marika or Lars, you have any ideas to inform the GNSO community around progress and the wider community, but maybe that's something that we can discuss offline, how to make this more published, or so more people are aware of the progress itself.
Yeah. I don't know if you can make some news about it or whatever we do, but I think we should try and make it known to the other ACs and SOs anyway.
But that's more the logistics of it. So we'll make it, say we will start from the premise that it needs to be distributed as widely as possible.
Yes.
Yes.
And thank you for the good work.
Hi, sorry I'm late. Cheryl here.
Hi, Cheryl.
Hi. Had an eldest boy in hospital, so not quite my normal setup.
Okay. Any other comments? Well, we've concluded on this one. We'll go on to the preparation of a face-to-face meeting in LA. I don't know if we can put up the agenda items we have been talking about in the between the chair and co-chairs. Is that Natalie or is you, Bart, who put that up?
Hello, this is Natalie. I've just lost network connectivity right now. The document was uploaded in Dolby Connect, so maybe if someone who's host last of Marika could show it in the room, that would be great. It's called LA Face-to-Face Draft Agenda.
Yeah, there it is.
Oh, there it is. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
And this is a first draft of the agenda, and if anyone has anything to add, please join in and give propose anything. But what we've been, as we've been talking about, we'd like to have a meeting with the GAC initiative, and that's for 15 minutes. And then we have the work plan that Bart has discussed in our next step in the in our report, and it is I've been talking, or the co-chairs have been talking with the staff that they might prepare a work plan and have a draft for that, a straw man work plan, and so we can prepare and have something to discuss during the meeting. And I don't know, Bart, will you explain a little bit more about our ideas?
Yes, this is Bart. Say there are two issues here, and maybe Marika can allude to one because this is really GNSO work. Say there are two, I think, very important parameters for the work plan of this working group. The first one, and the major one, is the ongoing work or the work that's starting on a review of the new, in preparation of the second round of the new GTLD process. So that's one parameter, and maybe, Marika, can you say anything about it, say, if there are, what about the initiatives in the GNSO and a little bit about their timelines?
Yeah, this is Marika. So I think there are several parallel initiatives going on, of course, not only in the GNSO, but I think as well in other communities, looking at reviewing the new GTLD program, as well preparing for a next round, what needs to happen, which issues need to be addressed. So to that end, there is a discussion group currently formed in the GNSO that's trying to identify which issues need to be addressed before a next round, you know, which need to be done through policy development, what are implementation-related concerns. And then, of course, there's also a lot of work going on, I think, from the staff side on some of the reviews that were either requested or as part of, for example, of the affirmation of commitments that are also being done in parallel. So there are some reports that have been published actually yesterday outlining some of those timelines. So I think the idea is to have a discussion around how that would tie in with the work of this effort and you know, whether or not that affects, for example, the timeline that this working group is moving along on.
So that's one parameter. And the second one, and that's more, say, if you look at where we are and what we just discussed is the internal, say, development, excuse me, of a framework itself. As I said, there will be some, see some milestones. One is a decision whether or an advice, a recommendation to the participating SOs and ACs and to the broader community whether a framework is feasible. And secondly, if it's feasible, then this working group, and that's probably will be the major task, is to develop one and propose one to the community to seek their support and or endorsement. So my suggestion would be to at least say first have an overall long-term view on what needs to be delivered, and then come up on the second, say, as I just said, say that we have a more detailed work plan between the LA meeting and the Marrakesh meeting to deal with the two, say, have a discussion around the issues as identified by the study group and whether this group is comfortable moving down that path. And secondly, have a discussion around the framework feasibility, and if it's feasible, a little bit about the groundwork, what should be the ground or the guiding principles. And if we can manage this between the LA meeting and the Marrakesh, I think this working group has done very well. So these are the two parameters we want to include in the work plan.
Bart, can I? Well, I think, yes, these are the two parameters, and at the same time, we need to ensure that the GAC initiatives work together with our initiative and the GNSO initiative, not working together, but the timing is important regarding that we have three groups working on this issue at the same time.
Yeah, they should be aligned.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's a bit about, say, some and my suggestion would be that Marika and I would prepare a draft and this, so that will be distributed to the working group, say, at its latest 1 week before the meeting in LA, to have a fulsome discussion around it, so we don't need to do it on the fly, because if you look at the LA agenda, it will be already, we have 1 hour, and it will be quite full.
Yes. But I have a question regarding the new GTLD program review and assessment that were sent out yesterday. That's a purely ICANN staff work plan, right? That's nothing to do with GNSO.
Marika, you more?
Yeah, this is Marika. What has been published indeed is the work that staff is undertaking in relation to some of the efforts, such as reviews and information gathering. But that information is expected to feed into the GNSO processes as the GNSO maps out the work that needs to be done, as it also will need to align with some of the information that may become available as a result of some of those reviews. So, indeed, that's the timelines are a staff effort, but at least it's my expectation that to a certain extent will also influence how the GNSO may roll out the work it identifies that will need to be done ahead of a next round.
Okay. Thank you, Marika. Is there any questions or comments for this action point about the working plan or the work plan that staff is going to prepare for us? Do we have consensus that we're going to have this and try and discuss it at the meeting?
Lisa, it's Paul here, if I may. I'm sorry my Adobe room's hung at the moment, but so I can't see if anybody else has raised their hand, but can I interject now?
No, they have not. So you are free to speak.
It's me. All right. The only issue I have, I sort of want to raise this back to a macro level as opposed to the LA to Marrakesh meeting level. We've obviously all seen various discussions coming out about second round being possibly 2017, and then the most recent material talking about possibly 2016. So these are all things that we need to keep in mind as part of our ongoing deliberations. I don't think it's something that we immediately need to address now, but as long as we can keep all relevant stakeholders advised of what we're doing and informed of what we're doing, I think we'll be well positioned over the next year or two. What I'm conscious of is that the study group operated under the understanding that, we don't know how long it's going to take for the second round to start happening. We're now starting to see some dates or some potential dates staked out in collective calendars. So I'm just conscious that that's something that we need to keep in mind as we're moving forward, not necessarily to react to that, but just to keep in mind where the rest of the community is going. And I also wanted to flag a separate issue about something that was raised with me about a number of times about the recent announcement from Newstar about or the recent request from Newstar about country and territory names at the second level, which the fact that it's actually been raised with me is interesting, because that is outside of the scope of this group. Country and territory names at the second level was not something that we were ever meant to look at, but I'm just mentioning it now because of the fact that it was raised with me a number of times by a number of people, and it just goes to show that there's still a little bit of misunderstanding in the community about the scope of what our group is supposed to do and what may be going on as part of other processes. So I'm just throwing that in there as an advice, as a heads up, so to speak, rather than anything we can specifically address, but it just goes to show that there's still a general misunderstanding amongst the community as to what we're addressing and what others are, and that might be something we need to keep in mind as we move forward.
Oh, yes, we certainly do. Well, maybe we could... I don't know if we can put any as a starting text in our draft report, but we'll see, or we need to address it in any other way. But
Lisa, this is Bart. My suggestion would be to just, and I hope that the working group accepts this, I'll just copy and paste part of the, especially the scope and the limitation of scope, as a starting point and an introduction into the progress report, so people understand what this working group is about. This was written with an idea that everybody knew, but reiterating again, the objective, the scope, and especially the limitation of scope might be useful in that context.
Mm-hmm.
And put that in the progress report.
But, and again, it's Paul. I think given my experience over the last few days, that would be very useful and very appropriate for us to reiterate our position and our scope over and over again. So I can't help but agree.
Hello, this is Mary. Can you hear me? Hello?
Can you hear me? Yeah, we hear you, Mary.
All right. This is Mary. Yes. I also support what Bart has suggested. I think it's critical and it will be helpful, and it will clear some gray areas. I support that.
Thank you, Mary. And we had Heather.
Yes, apologies. I think this, what we're discussing now, is going to be an issue even more than or just as much as the timing of these other groups working in this area. I think it would be helpful if we had, even for internal use within the group, a one-pager summary on the scope of the GAC working group initiative, the scope of the GNSO review, and whether that will go to, you know, top level, second level, and our own. I suppose ideal would be if that one pager were able to be made public, but whether we could get agreement on the other groups as to how we word things. I think it would be very helpful to have this one page initiatives within ICANN on country and territory names. Here are the groups, and here's what they're doing, and here are their timelines.
I think that's a very good idea.
This is Bart. Maybe that's one of the items, say, that I could include in the invitation to, say, the GAC initiative sub-working group, mm-hmm. So they explain, and maybe they can provide us up front with say a statement of scope and their expected delivery date, but then in nice words.
Yep.
This is Heather. I think that would be marvelous. If we can do it, I think that would be excellent.
Yeah.
Good idea.
This is Mary. I think also it would be excellent. The synergy is necessary for us to read from the same page. Thank you.
Good. Any more comments or questions regarding this part? That's still the discussion of the work plan? Nope. then, well, I conclude on this specific issue that we'll ask staff, Marika and Bart, to prepare the work plan. And in the invitation to the GAC, you'll ask about this one-pager. And I, Marika, will you talk to the GNSO group about having this one-pager too?
Yeah, it doesn't work. I can work with Bart on that.
Okay, perfect. And the next item we're planning to have is an overview of issues identified by the study group, first discussion on feasibility, and that is to be presented by Paul with a Q&A. And Paul, will you tell a little bit about the idea of this?
Oh, I'm sorry. I had myself on mute there.
Okay.
I had to admit I didn't understand the idea of what we were talking about in terms of feasibility, but I had assumed this was to do with whether or not what we'd proposed coming out of the study group was something that could be adopted by this group or otherwise. But please let me know if I'm missing the point here.
Bart, you're the one.
I didn't think this one was on me. That's sorry about that.
No, it's more that say it's if you have a discussion around the issues, say that will and that should drift into, in my view, say the discussion around the feasibility of a framework, how to resolve these issues. So once you. So that's more the context of discussing the issues in the first place. Say, at the end of the day, this working group needs to have proposed or recommend to the community whether a framework, a broad framework, is feasible, that means achievable, and then go into it. So the issues will set that is the first step, and a discussion around the issues is a first step on discussing the feasibility of a framework. That's why I've included it.
Right. Thank you, Bart. I've got that. This is Paul again. Yes, I understand that one of the major possible outcomes of this working group is the feasibility or otherwise of a framework moving forward. It's not something that I believe we as a group can discuss at the moment in terms of we're working out our scope, we're working out the preliminary issues we need to address and looking backwards at the outcomes of the study group. I don't believe that's something that we can get into in any great detail at this stage. That's going to be a key decision for the group to make further down the track. I hope you agree, Bart.
No, absolutely. That's why it's called or first or initial. So in order to see what needs to be, how the working group wants to approach it over the next, because I think this will be the major topic between LA and the Marrakesh meeting.
Here again, is there any general confusion amongst participants in the call today about what we mean by the feasibility of a universal or a unified framework going forward? That would be my question to start with.
Yep. So I think that's because, as I said, we don't only have 1 hour in LA, and you do want to do some substantive work at the LA meeting, we've assumed. This would be probably the substantive part of the discussion. So the question you just raised.
Yes.
And that's not something that's to be determined on this call or subsequently, no. But rather or necessarily in LA. It's about whether there is some utility, whether there is some benefit, and we're probably going to need to work on, to use Bart's parlance, a straw man again, about whether we can use some sort of framework going forward where there is uniformity between when it comes to the use of country and territory names. Is this something we can achieve? Is it something that's desirable?
Well, yeah.
The desirability is something we've already addressed, but is it something that can be achieved? Is something that needs to be looked into further in LA. But I would be very hesitant to make any sort of preconceptions about that at this stage.
Yeah.
But I think that's a very good discussion for a face-to-face meeting, because it's not an easy one, and it's so much easier to be there in person and talk about it. So, but and I agree, this is the first discussion, and but we need to open the issue and find out a way forward. So, any other comments on exactly this one? Heather, are you?
Yeah, this is Heather. No, Lisa, thank you. I don't have anything to add. I agree with what's been said.
I don't see any hands raised, so I go on to revisit work plan based on understanding of issues. That's actually, Bart and I had a discussion if we should put the work plan before the overview of issues or vice versa. And instead, we put in another item saying revisit it, just to make sure that we are still aligned with the work plan regarding the issues we identified. So instead of having a discussion on what to put first or last, we just have the work plan twice. I don't know if anyone has any comments to that. Well, this is our idea of an agenda for the LA meeting. I don't know if anyone are missing any issues to be discussed or having any more ideas, any wishes. I don't see any hands. It's not that we can't put on additional items as we go along before the meeting, but it's just if we want people to be prepared, I think it's very important that we know the issues that's going to be discussed, and we'll have the work plan a week before the meeting, so to in order for everyone to be prepared and have read the stuff so we can have a good discussion about it. Any more comments regarding preparation of LA?
I think we can still make inputs online.
Yes, that's, yeah. No. Sorry, Mary. I agree. You can, of course, you can make inputs online. What I just urge you to do is a week before, it would be very nice to have them at latest in order to prepare for anything for the meeting. So that's the only thing.
Right.
And of course you can bring them on later, but just if you want a good discussion about it, it's better to have it in time.
That's right. We'll do that.
And please feel free to put in other issues regarding this work. So anyone. Well, any more comments? I don't see any hands, don't hear anyone. So this is, until now, our agenda for our face-to-face meeting, and I think Bart and Marika know what to do regarding the work plan, and we have hopefully a one-pager regarding the different groups' scope coming up. And I hope we can have that on the meeting, too. Do anyone have anything more to add for this meeting? Or I'll bring it to a closure. That was not a threat. So if anyone wants to add anything, please. Nope. It's awfully quiet. Bart and Marika, are you fine with your tasks until?
I am. I don't know about Marika, but...
all good.
Okay, and my co-chairs, Paul and Heather, do you have any more to add?
I have no final comments other than to offer your thanks and offer my thanks for your chairing this session and dealing with that deathly silence, but nothing further from me.
Okay.
Nothing further from me, Lisa. Thank you.
Okay. Well, thank you, everyone, for joining this conference call, and I hope you'll have a good day, evening, or morning, wherever you are in the world. And I look forward to see you all in L.A.
Thank you, Lisa. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.